This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. The Secret Service says it's confident in the security plans for the Republican National Convention after the attack at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. The event will take place in Milwaukee, where Mr. Trump will be confirmed as the Republican candidate for November's presidential election. As investigations continue into the assassination attempt on Mr. Trump, the Secret Service has provided a briefing on the security measures that are in place for the convention. The agency's coordinator for the event, Audrey Gibson-Cuccino, says the Secret Service has a comprehensive security plan in place. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says violence against political figures should not be normalised. The Treasurer wants to ensure people across the political spectrum can disagree in peaceful and non-violent ways. He says Australians are concerned about the divisive nature of politics. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has called for the construction arm of the CFMEU union to be dumped from the Victorian Labor Party. The CFMEU's Victorian branch has been put into administration after allegations of links to bikie gangs and criminal behaviour. The head of the Victorian branch of the union, John Setka, quit on Friday night, but not before describing the reports as false accusations and malicious attacks. The Premier is referring the construction division to Victoria Police and the state's anti-corruption monitor. CFMEU National Secretary Zach Smith has also condemned the alleged behaviour and has called for an unprecedented response. Ms. Allen says the alleged behaviour fosters a rotten culture. Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, says the issue of sexual support services on the NDIS is a clickbait issue. Last week, the government indicated that sexual services would be banned from the NDIS, a move that disability advocacy groups have strongly opposed. The minister says on average 100 million invoices are paid annually through the NDIS, with 228 requests for sexual support services in the last 12 months, zero of which were approved. Mr. Shorten says the issue has been blown out of proportion. New research has unearthed a likely cause for the debilitating Gulf War illness that has baffled the medical world for decades. Gulf War illness, also known as Gulf War syndrome, is a multi-symptomatic disorder that has affected Gulf War veterans since their deployment in 1990 and 1991. The previously unexplained illness includes symptoms of fatigue, muscle pain, cognitive problems, insomnia, rashes, and diarrhea. Now, researchers from Griffith University say they might have found out why. Findings show the illness is likely caused by intense exposure to hazardous biological and chemical agents and the effects they have on cell structures. Many of the defence servicemen and women were exposed to anti-nerve agent drugs, insecticides, nerve agents, and depleted uranium. And in football, Spain has won a record fourth European Championship after a goal in the 87th minute by Mikel Oyarzabal clinched a 2-1 victory over England in the final in Berlin. Spain also won the title in 1964, 2008 and in 2012. The England men's team has now lost back-to-back Euro finals and are still without a major title since winning the 1966 World Cup. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.